Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go on the air?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Young people, go on and stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. We gotta stand. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get, come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it.
I never knew I could be so happy. I never knew.
They gonna wanna hit the horn.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the World According to Drew. I am Andrew with him live from Studio A this morning. What a beautiful Sunday morning on the third day of July 2022, the eve of 4th of July. We'll talk about that, but happy Independence Day. We also served a couple of weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, on the 19th, happy Juneteenth. So we'll make comparisons with that a little bit later in the show. As always, read your African-American newspapers. No matter where you are, we have a conglomerate of news resources. Let read by the great Cheryl Smith, with publications such as My Eye Messenger, you can find online daily, as well as the Texas Metro News and the Garland Journal. No excuse for the news. I tell you, with so much going on in this world, we need something to kind of clear this mud up for us, and I'll try to do it in 2 hours. It's going to be tough, but you know what? I'm standing in just to do my best to make it even clearer of what's going on. So much is going on, so little time to do it in. Again, happy Independence Day. I'll read through that a little bit later. We're going to talk about Ketanji Brown Jackson being sworn in and get your true feelings about that. Last week and week before, I've talked about our assault on democracy, and we'll talk about items such as Roe versus Wade. We'll look at gun rights, abortion, environmental. What will be next? Religion in school, church or state? Church versus state. Some things to think about as we wind this day down. I'm just so excited to be here, and hopefully we'll get some great participation and get your views. We'll talk about what's going on over in Russia. Brittany Griner, is she a political pawn or what? Just think about it. A political pawn. You know they're trying to trade out. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about R. Kelly as well. So much is going on. Get an idea of what's going on in this world, and we thank you for being a part of the world according to Drew. Feel free. All you have to do is press 1 when you want to talk. We have interactive. I ask that you please, and I repeat, please respect the fact that it is Sunday, and we'll stay away from any profanity or anything, but you can express yourself freely. You know, we just won't have the profanity. I thank you so much. Wow, what a week, what a week. And guess who we have coming on? Let's bring on the main man of Oak Cliff, Texas, none other than Hal Horatio Hubbard. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you mother truckers out there doing? You know, there are some mothers that drive trucks.
All right, I appreciate it. Boy, you know how they say, what's in your wallet? What's in your cup this morning? That's my, is it decaf or what?
Hey, I've been out for a minute. I got to come in strong. I want to say good morning to a special listener of mine all the way up in Missouri. Got her listening in. Got a few other people locally listening in. Been wondering what's going on with the Hackster. Well, I'm back.
All right, we appreciate that. Well, I want to say, too, happy birthday to my uncle. I think he's listening. You know, I asked him to dial in. Curtis Sampson, been a part of my life from 1970 on, and just so happy that he's tuning in for the first time. Hopefully he'll get to stay a little bit with us this morning. Just let him know that his nephew is doing fine. And look, Hal, he realized I've been talking a long time. I used to get great grades, but the conduct grades up. And then let me make him laugh. Then when your mama go to school, not your mother, your mama, when your mama go to school and ask, why is he talking so much? I wonder where you get all this talking from when your daddy sit over there and say, like, you don't know. Boy, there were some days, but you know.
Yeah.
I'm like time, man. So I take a licking and keep on ticking. But we got so much
going
on.
You started out in the church, man, singing them wherefore out thou with and stuff, you know?
Right. Mount Olive AME Church, Tampa, Florida.
There it goes.
So that's what they created this monster. They created this monster. Well, a lot is on the table, man, this morning. Let's start with some great news, and then we'll kind of get in the mud a little bit. Ketanji Brown Jackson sworn in the Supreme Court.
Yes, sir.
Timing is everything. You come in and you're ready to serve, and then the Supreme Court drops. Big decisions, Roe versus Wade, gun laws. You know, it's almost so much hype. By the time she got in office, man, you know, it used to be a big thing. a big thing when a Supreme Court justice gets placed.
Right. Right.
It's almost like after the storm.
Yeah.
It's all raining.
Hey, did you catch your ex-president on Fox News this week?
No, go ahead. For some reason, my TV don't get that too often.
I got the quote right here. You ready?
I'm ready.
Fox News asked Trump what he'd do differently from Biden on Ukraine. And this is a quote, man, okay? So stay with me. Well, what I would do is we have tremendous military capability, and what we can do, plain, to be honest with you, without 44-year-old jets, what we can do is enormous, and we should be doing it, and we should be helping them to survive, and they're doing an amazing job. End of quote. Donald J. Trump.
Well, let me ask you this.
Repeat
that part. Who's doing a tremendous job? Who is he supporting in that? Just to break down what you said.
What we can do is enormous, and we should be doing it, and we should be helping them to survive, and they're doing an amazing job. I don't know who he's talking about. It was hard for me even to keep up with this the third time I read it.
Right, and that's what, you know, I would say we're listening with a different ear here. Who
right.
is he supporting? Who?
Right.
Who is his bud? His partner in crime, he has a Trump power. Oh, I said that. I owe fam you some money. He has a power over Moscow. So where's his interest? Or should I say like Capital One? What's in your wallet right now?
Right.
His wallet there as well. Where's his interest? To the American people? Or to Russia? To Ukraine?
Wow.
Let us know where you can. Because if you stand over to the left, right, or we don't know, then where are we going from here? And it's amazing how the previous president is coming back up in the news quite a bit. He's given endorsements. And usually I don't say much. I try to stay as neutral as I could possibly be. But I will say this, and it may come back, but, you know, I really don't care. And I told you, respect the fact that it's Sunday. Because Harold, I was about to cut up. I had to catch myself.
Mm-hmm.
Even how let me set the table. I have been a football fan all my life. Even trying to be even trying to be the waterboard equipment guy. You know, follow the Buccaneers. Growing up in Florida, you're kind of close to Georgia. I've been a Herschel Walker fan all my life.
Ooh.
Came to Dallas. Herschel came and played with Dallas.
Mm-hmm. But he was following you.
Herschel did some commercials. I don't know if you can remember. Yeah. For Schick. That is how it's normally pronounced. Schick. Hospital. For those who had dependencies. Okay. That is one. But he pronounced it shit. Not shit. Shirk. Hospital. And he's not the
S-H-I-R-K.
Yeah. And even when he's speaking now, what we've gotten all our lives here in Dallas. Herschel is a heck of a ball player. I don't think the transition is going to be great if powers that be would lead him in that direction. But he is just following the guy who used to sign his checks when he played for the New Jersey Generals.
Mm-hmm.
He's got, and not only can he not articulate, Herschel just don't know what he's doing. Now, they're putting people in positions so so that they can control. Now, last I checked, yes, you do have a federal law, a federal government that supersedes. But according to the Constitution, each state has the power to control within their boundaries, within their, when we say boundaries, within their state lines to do certain things. And it's going to be quite interesting with Reverend Warnock and Herschel Walker. Right now, Warnock is leading 10%, take it here, there, which, you know, could be a great thing, could be less than great. Just depends on who you're talking to. But you have to remember what the good old state of Georgia was trying to do, pass laws where if you were in line to vote, you could not get out of line to use the restroom. What is up with that? With the personal privilege.
You got to put on the pen. When you go to vote, you got to wear your Depends. One of them astronaut suits.
Well, at least they won't be driving from Houston to Florida with a diaper on. I don't think the American people go to that length to drive, and I think it's almost 18, 20 hours to drive, you know, and all you do is stop for gas. You know, hopefully we haven't gotten to that point here in America, especially with the voting. But, folks, we're at a critical point in our lives where we need to consider everything that's on the table. And when I say consider, at least read it. We need you to participate, not to be a spectator. If you're out here spectating, then you know what? The game you watch, it may not be the game you want to see. But if you participate in the process, you'll be surprised at what may occur. Right now, America's having some stuff. This is the, we have a 12-round bout, Harold. We've been down 10-1 in rounds.
Mm-mm.
All we have is this last round to punch it out.
So you got to get a lucky punch.
Look, your boxing gloves are your voter registration. The contest is that you have to get to the ballot. In order to get victory, you got to knock them out. Ain't no trying to get points down. You're already down 10-1 in a 12-round bout. Time to put your gloves on.
They knock you out.
Hey, that's what we got to do.
Mama said knock you out.
You know, I was thinking about the swearing in of, as they like to call it, KBJ or Katanja. Or Katanja. It depends on what side of the street you live on, Harold. If you're over there in your area, over there off Corinth Street, Cedar Crest area, you might say Katanja. I might say Katanja on my side. But we'll let that go right now. There's so much going on. The hype of her being on the Supreme Court actually took a second, even a third seat of what's going on in this country. This is supposed to be a momentous occasion anytime you get a new justice and the first African-American female ever appointed. But it's so much
going on. She's the sole African-American on the Supreme Court right now. We got somebody on there in blackface. That's about it.
Well, welcome
he
back,
always
Hal. Welcome back.
He always sleep anyway. He always sleep anyway.
Yeah, but he woke up this year. I don't know what it's about. Did he have some Folgers in his cup? He woke up.
Not the Folgers, man. Not the Folgers.
Yeah. But I had it. Hey, that was the first thing that came to my mind. He had some Folgers in his cup. Not only
There's
did he
Maxwell
wake up.
Maxwell House.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He spoke up. And I'm tripping. I'm sound like Ray Lewis now. I'm just tripping. You asked me the question, Andrew. What does tripping mean?
What does tripping mean, Andrew?
He tripping. Y'all know he just tripping. I hate that. That's what Ray Lewis said when the federal juror gets tripping. He has gone off track. And I'm trying to be nice. It's Sunday morning. I know my blood pressure up. I'm trying to control the language this morning. But when you have this assault on democracy, Clarence has been quiet. Excuse me. Justice Clarence has been quiet throughout his tenure on the court. He's been asleep in some instances. They wake him up, and now he's the spokesperson for the court. He's the senior most person now. Roberts is out, and look where we're headed. We talk about how the gun control, abortion, environmental, even prayer in school has been challenged. Religion, church versus state. Everything that we were taught growing up, Harold, in American history is under fire. Under fire. I have friends on all sides of the ledger. But one thing he has not talked about, if he does, he probably will be outside in the rain, is interracial marriages. Will he rescind that? As old folks say, I don't think so. Because when he wakes up in the morning, look what he's looking across. I say, love whoever you want to love. Well, don't be so hypocritical when you're changing things and not realizing that you are part of the process as well that has occurred in this country. I'm just being real. How can you tell me the sun is shining when it's 9 o'clock at night in America? Now, if you were up, way up in the North Pole, that part of America, how about the continental 48 states? You can't tell me it's bright at 9 o'clock. P.M. But where are we going? Our hands of time are turning backwards. Turning backwards on democracy. When you take, again, this is one of my pet peeves here, taking these textbooks out. Huck Finn, we've been reading about Huck Finn a long time. Tom Sawyer. I understand if you want to pull it out. You want to rearrange it. If you want to say Tom Sawyer, do we need to rewrite the book and say Thomas Sawyer? That's part of the American fabric. But no way.
Uncle Thomas Sawyer.
Well, that's just like Jim Crow laws. Excuse me. As it's been put now, it's James Crow. Esquire, dressed up, doing things. Not Jim Crow laws anymore. James Crow. See, he's all grown up. He got a town. He don't have the musket. Speaking of musket, when we talk about gun laws, when they wrote the Second Amendment about guns, or the amendments about the guns, they were talking about when the Civil War ended, people were protecting their families with their guns to prevent people from coming in, the Union and Confederate, on their prospective sides, coming in, trying to take over their families, their homes. That's when you protect. Now we're talking about protection. When we're going hunting, I guess, with an AR-15, now, we know that weapons of mass destruction on the local level. Can you imagine with an AR-15 going deer hunting, bear hunting, what you going to have left when these bullets destroy the flesh of those animals? Now, I say that being sarcastic. However, we know you're not shooting down deer and bears. Or as they say in The Wizard of Oz, lions, tigers, and bears. You're not shooting with that. but you're shooting people. And a little bit later, we're going to go over some facts again. Ever since the shooting in Uvalde in May, you would not be, no, I said not, you will not be, you will be surprised of the amount of shootings that are going on throughout this country. And even as we projected last week, there's been more shootings since then. So don't tell me that we're not doing what we should be doing. But when you let people carry guns, let people do more than what they've been doing, then it's a whole nother ball game. And let me just give you a little bit. I haven't even talked about Independence Day, but we'll talk about it a little bit later. Since June 20th, remember, that was Juneteenth. When we were on the air on the 19th, the actual day, the federal holiday was the 20th. In New York, 9 shootings with 1 death on the 20th. 5 shootings in New York. In one day, they had 14 shootings. Now, remember, New York dropped it where you can carry your gun. Remember that, Al? People could be armed in the largest city in our country. 8 million people on top of each other, all carrying guns. Can you imagine somebody's foot getting stepped on? Somebody getting cut off in the street? You can carry a gun. What is that going to do for people? So the numbers are going to go up. Chicago, 4 shootings with 1 death. Burleson, Texas, around the corner from us, a shooting killed a woman driving nearby and wounded 3 others. 6 were arrested in the connection with the shooting. Burleson, Texas, just outside of the Dallas metro. Well, they consider themselves in the metroplex. And from a historical standpoint, Kelly Clarkson is from Burleson, Texas. Philadelphia, PA, 4 shootings, 2 deaths, 2 injured. Hopewell, Virginia, one of the largest open bases, Fort Lee. In Fort Lee, Virginia, 2 deaths, 2 injured. New York City, 4 people shot. Houston, Texas, 4 people shot, 2 being injured, 2 killed. Now, let me let everybody know, I understand. We can carry our guns in Texas. Mm-hmm. Some people tote their guns there.
Like the Wild Wild West.
What was the term for the is it a draw where you walk 8 paces and then you fire, turn around and fire?
Yeah, but it's supposed to be 10, but I noticed you're going to turn around at 8.
7, because he's going to go 8. I'm turning around
at
7.
I'm just going to say 1 and turn around and shoot.
Well, you know what? In order to survive, you might have to. Look.
I saw a Joker inside of, I was either, as one of the breakfast places, either Lenny's or IHOP. This Joker had on 2. You hear me? He had one on his waist. He had one on his waist. And then you remember back in the day when y'all had y'all man purses that strapped around your shoulder?
Yes.
He had one like that.
Under his jacket, if he had a jacket on.
Nah, he didn't have no jacket on. He wanted everybody to see it. Everybody.
Well, I'm just
and he looked like somebody that got whooped in high school, you know. He probably got jumped on a lot in high school.
But he feel bigger than life. He got his gun now. And see, that's
right.
What I'm afraid people are going to experience. Instead of trying to rationalize things that's going on, they're going to be quick to jump to conclusions. And when you jump to conclusion, you may have the wrong idea in mind, and then there's a life being lost. Excuse me. Okay. We're setting up a lot of things. Excuse me. We're setting up quite a bit. Now, as I continue, let me just roll up. Minneapolis, 4 shootings with no death. Tacoma, Washington, in a matter of 1 day, they had a total of 13 shootings.
Mm.
Excuse me. That was a catch. 13 shootings. Tacoma. San Antonio. Some way, Texas, we sure can't be left out on nothing. One dead, three people injured. San Antonio. Paterson, New Jersey. Five people injured or wounded. No deaths. If you remember Paterson, New Jersey, that's what Joe Clark had a frat brother that actually went to East Side High. He used to talk about it. They portrayed him right in the movie. Excuse me. Winona, Texas. Five shootings. Philadelphia, the 11th of the year, four wounded. Back to Newark, nine people were shot in Newark. Allen, excuse me, folks. I'm a little choked up overall some of this morning. Allen, Kentucky, out of seven people, three were killed. And that's just through June 30th. We have not received anything from the last 2 days. Probably next Sunday we'll be able to see all of this. And I'm going to refresh my resources just to see if there are any shootings. Now, we must be careful, too, as we celebrate the birthday of our country, July 4th. A lot of fireworks will be going on officially and unofficially. If you're in the Dallas area, Addison is having Kaboom this evening. Last evening, Carrollton had one. So throughout the city of the Dallas metropolitan area, there are going to be a lot of fireworks. Beautiful to see, but folks, just be careful. You never know. If it's not in the newspaper, that's not a fireworks showing you want to be a part of. Did we catch that error?
Yeah.
It might be unscheduled fireworks in your neighborhood.
Told you what they did over here. Left it on the door, said, we know it's the 4th coming up. We don't want to hear no extra curricular activities. I know, I already heard them.
Wow. But a lot is going on. A lot is going on. But look, folks, for those who are listening, welcome to The World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum live from Studio A this morning. Harold Hubbard riding shotgun this morning. Good. He's missed a couple of Sundays, but we're glad he's back with us, giving us his perspective, and he does a very good job doing that, and we try to bring information to each of you every Sunday morning, 8 to 10 Central Time, 9 to 11 on the East Coast. We just want you to be a part. And this is a platform for you all to utilize if there's some information you want to get out, something good going on in your neighborhood. Let us know. We'll get you on and find out. We want it to be interactive and always respect the fact that it is Sunday, right? So we try to refrain from any profanity. So all you have to do is press 1 if you want to get in on the conversation. If you have something to add, we'll be more than welcome. We'll be more than happy to welcome you to the show. Again, we've got a lot on the table. We want to know what's going on in your neighborhood. Hell, if we change gears, we talk about the gun control and everything. Roe versus Wade. Looks like certain states, maybe New Mexico, the state of Illinois, they're continuing on because of state rights. We know that we have federal laws, but then they've left it to the state to have particular laws within their boundaries. So there's still some states that are still exercising abortion at the current time. I've always feared if they ban abortions, then the likelihood of people dying will be greater because they will be using facilities that are not up to code, up to standard. Because even with Planned Parenthood and other, I hate to call them out, but they're one of the largest that do what they do. But they have to adhere to certain state regulations. And I'm only saying that because it lets you know that there's certain standards that need to be adhered to. But when you don't have standards, there's a chance of the mother losing her life. The fetus, of course, is losing their life, but things can happen. A lot of a lot of bad results could occur when you're not at a sanctioned place doing these procedures. So that's what I'm afraid of when the shops are going to open up saying we can do it for you, but then again, you don't have the cleanliness or the structure that is needed to enhance safety. All right. Is that your ceiling fan going on, man?
Nah, man. It must be somebody that you done unmuted. I'm quiet over here. I hear the birds, but I don't think you can hear them.
All right. I don't know. I was hearing like a clap. But we got it. Well, it stopped for some
reason. Let me give a
shout
out to my daughter. She's on the train on the way to the Big Apple. Been the fourth up there with her roomie. They both just graduated, so they're going to spend the fourth in the Big Apple. I'm sure they'll see some fireworks.
Excuse me. Boy, I need to choke on this morning.
He got choked all
choked
up.
Ooh,
better than being shook up.
I want to say good morning again to all those graduates at any level, whether it's kindergarten,
Sunday school.
Sunday school. Yeah, now they're going to another class. Look, they've been promoted, so they're not in the elementary group anymore. They're in the young adults. College.
Right.
High school.
Getting ready for the Bible Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say good morning to them. But as I was saying, how with the Supreme Court Justice, I know I was very, very happy for her. She's a homegirl down from Palmetto, Florida. If you're wondering, well, there is a Palmetto, but Palmetto area of Miami. But there's a Palmetto next to Sarasota and Bradenton. So we don't want to get that confused with those, especially those in North Florida. I want you to take my card away from me because I still remember home.
Mm.
But down all the way down to Miami, you know, proud for her school, proud for her, proud for everyone that touched her life. A big day. She got a job for the rest of her life, Harold.
Yeah. She might
even
wake up Clarence.
Wow. Every time Clarence let her sleep, every time you wake up, he's saying something different. You know, I'm going to be tactful. He always saying something different, but that's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Why we have to show out at the wrong time? The courts were a little quiet, then he has to step up. Now, the way things look, I'm going to step into some uncharted waters here for a minute. How quickly he forgot. I was young, but I had a little piece of sense, a teaspoon of sense. They played on the sympathy of the court to get Clarence in, Justice Clarence in, with Anita Hill story. It took our minds off what was at stake as a country. It's called diversion. Am I right? We're thinking about their relationship, not what he was going to do. They did a very good job at that. They did everything to demean her character, that it was her. I'll put it like this. It is Sunday morning. I will be as tactful as I possibly be. When bees make honey, it's not a process alone. You got drones, you got workers, and you got the queen. Understand the process. The queen can't do it by herself. He couldn't do it by himself. They had that diversion. A lot could be said about that case. But just because he may look like you, look like me, does he think like us? We get a lot of folks that, and you're free to think like you want to. And who am I to say you can't? But when you look at affirmative action, that he pretty much took advantage of that opportunity during his lifetime. And now you vote against it. You know what they call that in my neighborhood, Harold?
What?
I'm trying to dress it up, because we it was quite nasty how we said it. But what he's doing, what's good for him is not good for others. Just because you got it don't mean you block off everybody else from getting it. Affirmative action gave us an opportunity to get places, Harold, that we had never been before in the workplace. There was a time when the order of business was white, black, okay, wasn't many others at that time. And then we were able to get these fine jobs. I can't think of what Lockheed.
Man,
what was Lockheed?
Whatever you want.
Yeah, I can't think of what Lockheed was before Lockheed. General Dynamics? I don't know. It's one of them.
One of them.
If it wasn't for that, a lot of us would not have had the opportunity to go over there and live that lifestyle, that great lifestyle that did. That particular job provided for them. It would not have been the opportunity, well, the opportunity may not have presented themselves for those who joined the military and was able to get benefits from it. You think about the Civil War fighting, what are you fighting for? If your side won, you didn't fight for your freedom. We found that out with Juneteenth, 1863. The Emancipation Proclamation. 2 years later, the word gets to Galveston, Texas, that the slaves are free. Now, was that by design? I think so. Were the citizens of Texas trying to get two more years of labor in the cotton field? If I ask the question right now, who's the largest producer of cotton? We would think Georgia, Alabama, Florida, Mississippi. I'm afraid not. It is the state of Texas. Maybe because Texas is lost. You talk to some folks that grew up near Waco. Not in Waco, Harold. Near Waco. Near Corsicana. That whole region. Nothing but cotton. And they talk about it. They were trying to get some free labor before the labor cost. To this day, people still wish Juneteenth would have never established itself in Texas. Now the world, on front stage with the world, especially within our country, understand what Juneteenth. If they didn't know, they know it's a day off federally. Now they're scrambling, some of these independent companies. But I always felt, if the bank closed, it's a holiday. During the week, that is. Not so much during the weekend. So here's my question to you all. I said that to say this. Yeah, we have a caller. Let me get this caller in. Welcome to the world according to Drew. What's going on in your world? Good morning. 813.
Good morning.
Would like for the Tampa area.
Good morning. Good morning to my nephew.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Is this the birthday boy?
Yes, yes, yes. I turned 76 yesterday.
Oh, man, what a blessing.
I just want to congratulate Andrew for his anniversary coming up on the 7th.
Okay.
It's been a long time since we was in Baltimore for that.
I'm glad you reminded him.
Yeah. Oh, no,
you.
I know.
Good shout out, man. Appreciate that.
Good shout out.
I hate for to pull the plug.
Yeah, I will see the pictures of his nice family, and it's been a long time since I saw them, but I'm impressed by his family.
Okay, and
thank you for letting me listen in on you this morning, and I just want to just thank you for being there, being my nephew. For such a long time.
All right. And hey, look, let me say this to you, Curtis. Let me apologize. When you first met my aunt, hell, I had on some Buster Brown shoes. And I kicked
them. Yeah, Buster Brown shoes and climbing up dudes or pants lid.
So I want to say I'm sorry for that.
Gotcha.
When you're six, look, when you're six, you think like a six-year-old.
The guy said, move. What he call you? Alvin?
He called me Alvin. He never did say Andrew. Yeah, he said Alvin.
But it's good to listen to you this morning.
All right. I thank you so much, and much love to you, Curtis.
Yeah.
You met him a long time, and I really appreciate you coming on. I really do. A lot of the people here, they hear Andrew now, but you knew it when I was Andy back in the day coming up. And let me share this story, and I apologize. I apologize for this story, but, hell, when I was in high school, man, I was working out. Oh, I was working out like it wasn't that.
You had to say that.
I took my uncle to work out with me. I'll let him tell the rest. Go ahead, Kurt.
He liked to kill me in that gym. I was sore for about a whole week.
Look, and now, if it makes you feel any better, I told you I worked out with some young bucks a couple of years ago. And Harold, so I knew and found out what he went through. Took me about a week or two to get back. It wasn't enough Tylenol in the bottle for me, trying to get the pain out.
So it was almost a week.
Fair play. Turn about is about fair play. But I thank you so much, Curtis. Continue listening. You're welcome anytime, and hopefully see you here within a month or two. I'm going to try to get down that way. But I appreciate
you. All right, I'm going to bail out now, y'all. Have a good day.
All right, you too, and thank you so much.
All right, now.
All right, now. Hell, that's somebody probably you could talk to and tell you some real stories.
Oh, yeah, Andy.
Yeah, that's okay.
Andy 3?
Yeah, AW3.
Did they ever call you Lil' Andy?
Lil' Andrew, Lil' Andy, Drew. Well, mainly Andy, because, of course, my father was Andrew Jr. So they had to distinguish between, I like what my mom called, she said Andrew, and it was almost like, she calling you? That was the exchange. Daddy calling you? That type of thing. Because you went through that hell and hell Jr., right?
Oh, yeah. Then I just became H.J.,
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I see how you're doing. But you know what, guys? Our family is very small down in Florida, but it's I'm happy he married my mom's baby sister, and she passed a few years ago. So, you know, I always try to keep in touch with him, let him know you're still part of the family. He's been with us forever.
Yeah.
And I'm just happy that he went on. Got a little lump in my throat because, you know, I've done things. And, you know, didn't worry about where the credit came from. But it seems like when your household or your family kind of validate what you've done, then I think I've come full circle at that point. So just one of those moments. You know, we snap out of real quick around here. But we'll keep moving. But look, hey, 4th of July, Harold, we're going to get back on track now for those people listening. 4th of July coming up. Let me read what we have on the docket this morning. Happy belated birthday. Now, again, you can get on these e-blasts that Metro News come out. You can find out how to get on it. We'll try to make sure that we get you on it. Celebrating 195 years of Black Press. July is Texas Uterine Fibroid Awareness Month. Uterine Fibroid Awareness Month. Okay, so thank you, Cheryl, for letting us know. Ladies, do your due diligence to make sure that your bodies, your temples are operating properly. And guys, even though it's a uterine month, we need to do better for ourselves as well, making sure. Because you're finding out that, I don't know if it's in the processing of foods, a lot of us are a lot heavier. You know, there's certain things that we don't need to eat that we do eat. We love it. Everything's microwavable. People rarely cook. Well, not everybody, but rarely cook. You'll get a processed meal out of the freezer, out of convenience, getting there, cutting your vegetables, sauteing things together like your mom used to do. There are some young ladies that still try to do it, but they're working harder than our parents at one particular time. And so they end up doing things. Let's get a pizza tonight. All right. One thing we talk about, too, is buying Black businesses, the Spotlight, PJ Education Group. Their goal is to support the next generation of educators to increase academic success within our community through leadership programs, innovative programs, and recruitment and retention programs under the leadership of Edna Jean Pemberton. PJ Education is your academic partner for research and retail, advocating the access to lead educational materials, resources, and equipment, empowering educators and educate and elevate students for academic success. Wow. That was a mouthful there. The Superb Woman for today is Benny Brown. Happy belated birthday to homegirl Benny Brown, a true community servant.
Benny Brown.
Benny Brown. Ring a bell?
Well, I was about to say something. I better keep it to
me. I.E., not Y. I.E. Attended Wilma Hutchins High School and the Business Magnet. Business and Management Center, a small business owner. She owned the tax services businesses for almost 20 years and acquired a home health agency. Benny is a graduate of Leadership Southwest. She served as the president of the A.W. Brown Charter School Foundation, the Soto Chamber Executive Board, Executive Chair for A.W. Brown Celebrity Golf Tournament, recent past treasurer, DeSoto Chamber, just to name a few. Just to name a few. Also, Harold, over the Army Air Force Exchange, AAFES service, and if I'm not mistaken, over there off Loop 12.
Loop 12?
Ford truck. Uh-huh. Over there where, remember where the, on Loop 12, it used to be a Burger King. The one that was owned by Magic Johnson. A lot of people didn't know that. right there. It's not there anymore. It's Army Exchange, Army Air Force Exchange. The Ford trucks to get the green light. And you can read that article as well, Black History Moment, where, you know, it's track and field team. Calvin Smith of the U.S. becomes the fastest man alive at 36.0 miles per hour, or kilo, whatever it took, per hour for the 100 meters. Diane Ragsdale organization receives $250,000 grant for South Dallas work. Congratulations to former councilwoman Diane Ragsdale. You know, Harold, over there in South Dallas, you can see the transformation that's going on. I just hope that we continue to be the driving force behind that. South Dallas has been the only area that has not gone through the major facelift that has gone on around downtown. If you look north of downtown, you have McKinney Street. What do you call that? Uptown. If you go west now, off Singleton, Trinity Grove. If you go east a little bit, that's where over by, and it's so close because they're so close together, over there by Deep Ellum, where they've gone through a transformation. So the only place right now is South Dallas that they're working on. And I just hope that the powers that be maintain that area. Yeah, we can give it a facelift, but let's keep the focus of what it's always been on that side of town. So if you live in that area, check with your city council person just to make sure that they have your best interest in mind. All right. Again, we got to get you on the e-blast. So many people have just contributed. I want to say good morning to Cheryl for the things that you've done. Harold, they are award-winning multimedia company. You know, I threw that in not only for her, for the print, journalist, broadcast, everything, multimedia. People are looking at, I would like, Harold, do you know much about the Fair Park project?
No, I don't.
I think the city is trying to maybe take it off the books, possibly. Maybe we can get Cheryl on to just say something briefly about that if need be. I see we have quite a few people. I think the family member, Harold, oh, they're still with us. Good morning, good morning. And we just want to make sure that everybody's welcome.
My birthday boy or what?
Not quite sure. Not quite sure, but
yeah,
we're
great. Birthday boy whose daughter we had on. He's in town. They celebrated his birthday the other night, but I couldn't get off. I had to work. So shout out to him for a happy 60th birthday. But, you know, he's my much older cousin.
You say your much older cousin?
Yeah, he's my mutt cousin. He's turned 60, so.
Well, that's a milestone within itself.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's right. You know, any days you can count are great days.
That's right.
Right. Haiti industry, 10,000 factory workers may lose their jobs due to violence. In Port-au-Prince, that is
going
to be the research. Now, you know Haiti. It's amazing. If you understand if you understand geology, geography, excuse me, that Haiti is on one side of the island. And if I'm not mistaken, the Dominican is on the other. What is going on? Why does Haiti have all these earthquakes? Why? Harold, could you explain? I know you're pretty worldly.
Well, it has a lot to do with the placement along the equator, you know, and
It's asked for it, but I can't call it right off the top of my head. But it has a lot to do with the equator and magnetics and a lot of things.
Right, on the longitudinal or latitudinal lines. Right. And then, I mean, if you look at the island, the whole island, with the Port-au-Prince and Haiti being on the west side of the island, and the Dominican Republic with Punta Cana, I had the pleasure of going to recently. I tell you, folks, I'm not in the tourist industry, but I tell you, if you got to get away, go to one of these Caribbean islands, so one of the islands over in the Atlantic Ocean, just to get away. You're talking about peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
It is very peaceful. And, you know, you need to just kind of get away. If you can't go that far, then maybe go down to Galveston, Padre Island, if you're in Texas. Or go to Gulf Shores, Alabama, if you're in Alabama. Not too far away. But go where you can see some water and hear the calm of nature. It would do your body well. Trust me, it would do your body well.
Mm-hmm.
For those who are listening, you listen to The World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum, live from Studio A. Harold Hubbard riding shotgun. I know we got to keep him busy. Been working last night, but we appreciate him coming back on and helping the broadcast out. All right, Harold. We got a lot to talk about. This is what I want us to do, have a discussion. Because I couldn't have it a couple weeks ago, but
uh-oh.
I'm going to read this. I'm going to read this just to set the table for us. Independence Day, better known as the 4th of July, is a federal holiday in the United States commemorating the Declaration, which was ratified by the Second Continental Congress, July 4th, 1776. The founding father delegates the Second Continental Congress declaring that the 13 colonies were no longer subject or subordinate the monarchy of Britain, of King George III, and were now united, free, and independent states. The Congress voted to approve the independence by passing the law, which was the Lee Resolution of July 2nd. And adopted the Declaration of Independence 2 days later. So that's history, folks. We always thought that the birthday was July 4th. The paperwork was done by the 2nd, and then they picked the 4th 2 days later, and that's how we got the Declaration of Independence on July 4th. Independence Day is commonly associated with fireworks, parades, barbecues, carnivals, fairs, picnics, concerts, baseball games, family reunions, political speeches, and ceremonies. In addition to various other public and private events celebrating the history, government, and traditions of the United States, Independence Day is a national day of the United States of America. Happy birthday, America. Now, the great debate, Harold. The great debate. And give you a little background, the American Revolution, the legal separation of 13 colonies from Great Britain in 1776, actually occurred on July 2nd. The Second Continental Congress, as we said, to the Resolution of Independence that proposed in June by Richard Henry Lee of Virginia, declaring the United States independent of Great Britain's rule. After voting for independence, Congress turned attention to the Declaration of Independence, a statement explaining this decision, which had been prepared by a committee of five with Thomas Jefferson as the principal author. Congress debated and revised the word of the Declaration to remove its vigorous denunciation of the slave trade. 1776 era. 1776, and finally approved 2 days later, July 4th, and earlier John Adams had written to his wife, Abigail. Independence from Europe, Great Britain, 1776, 1865. Important dates we need to keep up with, folks.
Uh-huh.
You can go back to 1863. I still, to this day, it's never been said like this. It may have, but in my mind, I may take half the credit. Do you think Abraham Lincoln, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you think he lost his life when he wrote the Emancipation Proclamation?
Oh, yeah.
It never was put together like that. And your answer was yes. I heard it.
I believe so. He signed his death certificate, basically.
Yeah. And by him signing that, it gave freedom to the black slaves. As I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, Texas held on for 2 more years, tried to get some more work out of me, mom, papa, mud deer. You know those names we've used for years.
Uh-huh.
Kept them 2 more years to pick the cotton.
Mm-hmm.
And then freedom. Free what? Free from the work? Not free from captivity. Free labor.
Free labor.
Even after they found out that they were free. In the South.
You know they knew. You know they knew.
Oh, yeah. And they didn't have cell phones. It's amazing how information travels.
Right.
No cell phone. And we have all the technology and still can't get the right information to the next person.
Wow.
We got it made. Can you imagine if Abraham Lincoln had a cell phone? Yeah, I'm going far-fetched now. See, you can see how imaginative I can be. If he had a cell phone, he'd call him Granger. Man, what's up? Where are you? Look, I can't track you on my phone. I can't. Man, where are you? What you doing down there? You should have been going through Shreveport, Oklahoma, to get to Dallas or somewhere, Austin. But you in Galveston. They didn't have any towers down there? Did your phone go out? I've been trying to call you for 2 years.
2 years.
2 years.
2 years.
And then you go on boat. You go to Galveston, you spread the word. Now, the folks in Texas already knew. I think that's why they took the lines down, so they get 2 more years of work out of the men and women who were picked.
Yeah, they knew.
Trying to get another crop.
Mm-hmm. I absolutely think.
You know, we talk about then when they didn't have the convention. It's hard for us to get information, like as I said before, to each other now.
Mm-hmm.
We're at an age now where communication should not be an issue. You can text, you can Facebook, you can Instagram, you can do this and that and other things. Right in the palm of your own hand. So, again, the information, Juneteenth, Independence Day. Harold, if you had to explain both to somebody quickly, it doesn't matter which order you play. Let's go with Juneteenth because it did happen first. What would you... If differences, similarities, what would be your message as you convey Juneteenth versus 4th of July?
Juneteenth is when we realized that Massa wasn't getting no more free labor, and July 14th is when Britain found out they wasn't going to be able to tax no more tea.
Okay.
Hey,
how the Boston Tea Party started. They dumped everything over the Boston
Harbor.
They
dumped it in the harbor.
Harbor.
They dumped it in the harbor. Had all the fish in there just hyped. Had all the fish hyped on caffeine.
Dumped it over.
Man, I just got some good news, man, from my little Arthur cousin, who I was telling you was her dad's birthday. Her and her male companion have collaborated on some things, and we're going to have to get them on, man. They got some stuff going on with children's books called The Melanin Origins. We have to get them on, man.
All right. Well, we'll definitely get them on.
Look, the one that did the book with her daughter about the pandemic, it looks like she's done some collaborating with her male companion, and we're going to have to get them on.
Will do, will do. We'll definitely get them. But look, Harold, we're talking about it. We're going to get it in so that we can post them. We're trying to get in this transitional phase, and I know they're listening. We're going to get you on so we can spend some time with you to talk about your books, because I remember we've talked in the past, and you're more than welcome to spread it to this audience. But let me say this, as we talk about opinion between Juneteenth and 4th of July. An author in the New York Times, her name is Annette Gordon Reed. She's a professor of law and American history, is the author and most recently of On Juneteenth. She wrote On Juneteenth. She stated, and I'm reading from some items here, when I was growing up, my family celebrated Juneteenth and 4th of July. So I tell you where she's from, right? She's in Texas. Juneteenth became where we're black, and it was the custom among many black communities in Texas to commemorate the day, June 19, 1865, when General Granger, as I mentioned before, arrived in Texas with the troops and issued General Order Number 3, declaring the end of slavery in that state. It was a day of family gatherings, firecrackers, barbecue, red drinks. She didn't say red soda water. See, she cleaned it up. Red drinks. So is it red Kool-Aid, red soda, cranberry juice? I like the way she said red drinks. And remembers, we celebrated the 4th, as we always called it, because we were America. And that was the day for celebrating the creation of a nation. In those days, I thought Juneteenth belonged specifically to black Texans, and the 4th was to everyone. And now Juneteenth has become a federal holiday. It can be said that both days belong to all Americans.
What? If they told you we was celebrating, they was a lie on the 4th of July. We wasn't celebrating. I'm sorry, man.
But how strong is that, Harold, that last statement? Those days, Juneteenth belonged specifically to black Texans, and the 4th to everyone. Now Juneteenth has become a federal holiday. It can be said that both days belong to all Americans. And some people still not buying into it. They going to barbecue everything. That's fine. That's fine. I bet you people that did the barbecue back in the day, they enjoying both days now. I could do it on Juneteenth too.
Yeah.
We celebrate out in the open. Can you imagine the people that always try to do it under the way things were in this country, privately celebrating for what Juneteenth was all about? You know, we fail to realize, again, we're the only group that was brought to this country, not because of our good looks, but wanted to labor.
Well, it has something to do with our skin tone, being able to tolerate heat. Wouldn't you think?
Absolutely. Right.
Okay.
And I'm
so,
still to say, we may have been already over here.
Well,
you look at
the engine.
Huh?
The Indians were.
Yeah.
You know, that's what Columbus called them.
And the Indians had that tone on them. See what I'm saying? For the sun.
Right. Right.
Because
they came up through Mexico, I'm sure. You know,
yeah.
They migrated up from Mexico or maybe down from Alaska. Who knows? I mean, Canada. Who knows?
Right. And then with our migration, there's a lot of places, whether it's Broken Arrow or Broken Bow, there are a lot of black Indians, people that have migrated.
Oh, yeah.
Horses.
Oh, yeah.
So
I know I got some Cherokee in me.
Well, folks, well, saying that, Harold, we all need to check and see if we can get some of these benefits.
Right.
The Native American
college. We
were there.
Right. I agree. We paid the cost to be the boss.
Right. And we still ride the shotgun.
You know what
I'm saying? In America. We
you
sitting on Supreme Court now. First time ever Clarence had somebody that he could ask, where do you get hair products from?
He don't need them. What are you, man,
but
why
I'm
are you tripping?
I'm saying that someone that was born like him, now the thought process may be totally off between the two. But you know my famous line is when it comes to color. Crayola didn't give us this. The box didn't give us what we got.
Right.
That's mama and daddy had it with the color.
Right.
And I would love to see them collaborate on something. I hope that, as you call it, the sleeping giant doesn't try to put his air up, nose up in the air, you know, because she
yeah,
on there.
She's going to catch him when he awakes.
Yeah, that too.
You know?
And I hope he doesn't have a flashback thinking she is a younger, using his prowess, so to speak.
Man.
I mean, that's something to think
about.
What was the girl name that
came Hill. Out the woodworks on him? Huh?
Anita Hill.
Yeah. Yeah, he might have some flashbacks back when he liked black women. We all know it's been a while. Sorry, man.
No, that's fine. That is fine.
I don't mean to be radicalizing the show today, man. I'm sorry, man.
Well,
you know,
okay.
I had to come back strong.
Well,
you know, I've been missing
yeah,
an act. I got to come back strong.
You definitely coming back strong today. Definitely. but you know what, people? You know, Harold is speaking the truth. He's speaking the truth. Sometimes we get so comfortable with where we are, we forget where we've been.
That's right. Like affirmative action. You know, he spoke
like
out against that on several occasions. You know,
affirmative action.
He spoke out affirmative action on several occasions, okay? Not just one.
And knowing that he was a beneficiary of affirmative action.
A benefactor, exactly. Ain't no way he would be where he is today. But you know, that's what happens, though, Andrew. They get up there, and some of them get up there, and they try to snatch the ladder up. You know what I'm saying? They get to the top of that barrel, and they snatch the ladder up, you know? Please don't be one of those people.
Nope, I hope not. Pray not.
We get up there, man. You know, if you don't reach back and get nobody, at least leave the ladder down.
Yeah.
You know, you ain't got to snatch up the ladder.
Hold it while they climb it.
Right. Then they want to let it go. Mm-hmm.
But I just hope that they can come and just kind of receive, because Justice Thomas was the second black. She's the third, but the first female.
You still determined to say that he black, huh? You just so determined that he black, right?
Yeah.
I say we need to check his DNA and his card. That's just me.
I'm going to put it like this. You know, I try to dress it up every time I say it. I have two favorite cookies.
He's just wearing it in blackface.
Look, Al, I have two favorite cookies in my life.
Okay.
One being the Bisco, not vanilla wafer, Nilla wafers, these guys.
Nilla.
Want them Nilla wafers.
Yeah, them Nillas.
And I never forget, because the kiddo eats the middle of an Oreo first and say the chocolate cookie outside for last.
What?
Now, some of you old enough to remember that commercial. I just look at old channels when he runs. I just look at some of the older channels.
Let me tell you who I saw the other day on the ad. Rodney Allen Ripley. Who remembers him?
He has to be 50 or more, right? 60 almost.
At least. He might be 60. Yeah, he might be 60, Steve. He on up there now.
But, you know, we've gotten in high places, Harold, and we've forgotten the struggles that we had to make or other sacrifices many people made in order to get us at this level.
Right. I agree.
That's what we have forgotten.
Totally agree.
And then when you get there, you forget what got you there. It hurts. Because when they mad at injustice, I bet you they're not calling him by his first name.
They probably call him out his name in front of him because he'd be asleep. Look at that over there. Look at that Ian over there asleep. Just like one of them.
Huh? Hello? What you say? Waking up.
Huh? What you say, Paul?
And then you never know how households are. Do you think, I'm just speculating, after the latest outburst from his wife, being a Trumpster supporter, do you ever think she slips and call him what he is?
All the time. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, she was real strong recently on the air.
Yeah, what are you going to do about it?
And I know how we may use it very loosely in our circles. Do you think she is calling her husband out?
Yeah. All the time.
I didn't say details.
Get in here for dinner, you little N-word. We having y'all food tonight. What are you going to do
probably,
about it? That's what I want to know. What could he do?
He was asleep when she said it. We having so-and-so's up for dinner. How you doing?
Yeah, he going to play like he was. He going to play sleep, Andrew.
It's crazy. This is the craziest time of our lives. When we've stepped up or been put in places that we can make the greatest impact on America as well as kids that look like us, inspire us to be Supreme Court justices, to go to law school. And we charge her with that, trying to change what we've been seeing the last, what, has it been 20-plus years? Almost 30 years. How long has that been? Justice been on the court.
As the child. I didn't even realize that.
Well,
it has been a while. I mean, but maybe someone should ask her, how does it feel to be first black justice, Thurgood Marshall? Maybe somebody should ask her.
Well, no, he's acting like he's the first.
Man.
Acting like the first.
Now, I'm talking about that's what they should ask Katanji.
She's going to put an interesting perspective. But you know what? She has so much class and dignity. Hell, she might be like me. Well, I'll cut you. You don't even know you bleed me.
Till you go to bend over.
I will cut you.
Blood just gushing everywhere.
Yeah, and you don't even know you cut. You feeling faint. What happened? You've been cut. So I think she's going to be very tactful. You know what I can get? Every time we see a picture of the Supreme Court, they smiling, sleep. Smiling asleep. I haven't seen anything else. Nothing else. God forbid if something should happen and President Biden needs to appoint another one, they're going to hold up to the next administration. But they just crashed the party with letting the previous president get in another nomination. And they held up President Obama for making a nomination. Folks, you got to wake up and see there are many differences in this country. We try to live by the creed of I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for not some, but all. And this country is getting to the point now where we're delegating the justice. We're delegating the lifestyle of our American people. This is truly a time where we are in our democracy is being challenged. And we have to defend it. Now, they never had to defend it before now. Defending democracy. I tell you, we say defending, but right now it is under assault. This country have so many challenges before now, and still continue to have them as we speak. They talk about the Russian and Ukrainian war. Yes, it has impact on us. Whether we get involved could be a whole different issue. However, with the democracy that we follow, we just hope and pray that things fall in such a way that we all benefit from it. D.C. got to straighten up. We have to realize not only D.C., but we have to show up our local and state government. There's an old church, our old church song, excuse me. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord.
Yeah.
Continue to lean, but we're going to have to do some work out there as well, folks. Because this time is going backwards. As we mentioned before, Jim Crow is James Crow Esquire, Jr. Now, we have to do it. But it's going to take one vote at a time, people going through. As we wind down in this last 30 minutes, folks, what's going on in your world? We want to hear you. Just press one. We can get the hand up and see what you're thinking. We've covered a lot of things, Juneteenth, how people celebrated Juneteenth. That was from the New York Times. The assault on democracy, the legacy of Roe versus Wade will be gone. Global warming, we talked briefly about that. Where gray skies are green and everything else is changing under the sun. 90 to 100 degree plus, burning up our land around the country.
Right. The ozone.
Yeah.
Al Gore
told us about it.
We thought he was crazy when he told us he invented the internet.
Just unbelievable. Unbelievable the things that are going on in this country. Don't get caught asleep at the wheel, folks. Abortion, gun rights, environmental warming, same-sex marriages, prayer in school, religion, church versus the state, the separation. Is that getting closer to being the way you say you can't put the church and state together? Will Brittany come home? They're using Brittany Griner now as a political pawn. They want to trade for her.
Wow.
To a guy that is a, let me find his name in my head here. His name is Victor, V-I-K-T-O-R, Bout. He's a Russian arms dealer that is captive here in America. So somebody trying to kill somebody versus somebody that was stated may have had some drugs, allegedly had some drugs.
Ain't that something?
What would they do? What would they do? Well,
I want to give another quick shout out to my kinfolk for his birthday. He just invited me over to his dad's house for dinner, man. Ain't no way I'm missing that.
Well, don't go to sleep on him.
Nah, I'm going to give me a quick nap, and I'll be ready to eat.
Well, set all the alarms, because a quick nap could be when they're cleaning the table.
It's time to go back to work tonight, yeah.
So
that's happened before.
Sure you...
mm-hmm.
Now, you know, we're talking about the jail situation. Let's get this right quick. We're talking about Brittany getting traded. You know, her wife is pleading. Somebody mentioned that the president needs to go, but you're not going to put the president in harm's way over negotiation. I don't know. You're going to have some chief officials doing it. Why would you have an assault on American democracy by sending the president? All these wars that have gone on, they've been in the comforts of their own home there in Washington. They just need to, you know, just get it together. Get it together. Let's put these people back in the places that they should be. And a political prisoner. And this guy, what he's done, weighs much more than what Brittany. And I know we kind of caught where we've got to get a home. We've got to get a home. Will it affect the basketball in Russia? I think it will.
Oh yeah, definitely, man. They should boycott it.
Yeah, but I wouldn't wait. I'll wait till we get everybody out of there. You never know what's going on over on foreign soil. You never know. It's just, I just think it's crazy. You know, and here's something, kids, parents, you can pass to your kids. When you travel internationally, make sure you don't have no mess in your bag. Just make sure. So.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm speechless when it comes to that. I just, and I apologize for the air there, but, you know, nobody deserves this. I don't care what side of the pond you're on. Nobody.
Hey, real quick, man, I don't want to argue about it. I don't want nobody to get all upset, but I don't care what you feel, what you think about R. Kelly, but there's no way he should be getting 30 years. And this is just the first trial, and the 46th president is getting ready to try to run again. He's free. How do you have both of those things going on? You got everybody in his administration coming to testify that he basically caused this revolt over the last election, and he's still free. That's my point. So I don't care how you feel about R. Kelly, but me, myself, personally, I want to know how this man could still be running for president.
And another man in jail. Rest of his life, almost.
For letting some groupies hang around. I'm going to have to clear out my phone, man. Some of these groupies hanging on around me might try to file a lawsuit. I get a hold of some money.
I'm glad you said that, because it's hard to get blood out of turnip. It's hard.
They gold digging in a copper mine.
Yeah. And future sense. Hoping that you get going.
You hear me?
Yeah. I hear. I definitely hear.
I'm just.
Mm-hmm. But you know,
I
then
ain't no
Britain, yeah. You know, R. Kelly, 30 years. 30 years.
That's just one. That's just one case.
Yeah. And I know people feel different about it. But you know, this is me. This is not a reflection of the station or anyone else. Wrong is wrong. I do support the fact that he committed a crime. Okay. However, I'm thinking those parents who allow their children to get in that predicament needs to be taken care of.
They're about to sue his estate.
That's crazy. I know he's done some things that turned out not be fit for America. But as the documentary was showing, when people were telling them not to send their kids, guess what they were sending? Sending them. Well, you trying to get a break for your child, that break would be the worst experience, would have been at that time the worst experience in their lives.
Right.
So I think hold parents accountable.
You have to. Just like the ones that sent some kids over to Michael Jackson house. You know?
The documentary of that, where the lady told her sister or whatever not to send the niece over there. Don't do it.
Right.
But everybody was trying to get a quick break. You can't. And will not do it.
Yeah.
Ooh. R. Kelly. You know how you find out more and more the boy wasn't the best student.
And I agree, Andrew, he was wrong, okay? I do agree that the man was wrong. Don't get that twisted. I'm just making a comparison of the GOP's future candidate. Is all I'm doing. He was wrong.
Well, we even had evidence stating that he was grabbing people inappropriately.
Right.
Oh, he's just being a man.
Similar
scenarios with different responses.
Right.
And it depends who's telling the story.
Right.
Anyone else of more color would have been in that spot. No, this can't happen. This is bad enough.
Exactly. It would have been a whole nother thing. I totally agree. But that's okay. I'm still not voting for him, so I'm just saying. So he won't have my vote.
Now, they're going to put him on suicide watch for this 30 years.
Ari ain't going to kill himself, man.
You know, can he make money, or can he write from jail?
No, he's going to do plenty of
But I'm just saying, doesn't this case seem so familiar? It's just the fact that the players have changed, the key principal people have changed. Epstein, all of folks with that smuggling ring. Similarities. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know. I can't remember if he got 30 years. He got something, but I don't know what it is. Let me be able to compare apples with apples.
Because, oh, you're talking about Epstein?
Yes, Epstein, yes.
Before he killed him himself?
Right.
Ira ain't going to kill himself, though. I don't see
but
that.
But it's a speculation with Epstein. Did he really kill himself? What is it called, Harold, when they got the eyes on you every step you make?
Mm-hmm.
In his jail.
Yep.
Under surveillance.
Yep.
How'd y'all let him get to the point where he was killing himself? He should have been under 24-hour surveillance.
Right.
Suicide.
Now
watch.
The people that were involved in it with him going straight to jail.
It's a travesty.
I agree. Totally agree.
I'm just baffled over the whole thing. You know, making it.
We're gonna have to do better. We're gonna have to do better, man. We're gonna have
and
to
when,
vote.
Absolutely.
Yeah, vote.
And when you're a public official, you have to really kind of walk the straight line. Public official, public item, public person. Because there are a lot of people coming at you, different angles. Now, does 30 years mean from this point on, not counting the 2 or 3 years he's been in jail? Could it be 27 more?
Get credit for that, but he'll still be an old man. He won't be jumping out no more closets.
Or hiding him either.
Yeah.
It's in the closet, in the closet,
mm-hmm.
in the closet.
You know what I'm saying?
But I still think he should not bear this by himself. For those parents
right.
that allowed those little minors to go to this event.
They knew what was up. Especially after he had the reputation. Come on, man.
You're right.
So, who do we know that's at the Essence Festival?
I'm sorry?
Do we know anyone that's at the Essence Festival?
If they're there, I did not know that they were there.
You didn't get an invite, huh?
No, not this year. Well, my calendar is full all the way through August. So,
wow.
It's going to be something. Yeah. Oh,
must be nice.
Mickey Minaj.
Must be nice to be in such high demand.
New Edition with the Old Edition. Lucky Day, Jasmine Sullivan. Will she be throwing something through your car, the window of your car?
Oh, my goodness.
I just got another. Let me make sure I don't miss anything. Got another text here. Yeah, we're getting working all media things today.
All right.
Just my Roman reporter in Atlanta, Georgia, just sent me investigating Epstein after parent reported that he did sexually abuse his 14-year-old daughter. He was pleaded guilty. And was convicted by a Florida State court procuring child prostitution and soliciting a prostitute. He served almost 13 months in custody, but with extensive work release, he was convicted only to these two crimes as part of the controversial plea deal. Federal officials had identified 36 girls, some as young as 14, who allegedly sexually abused.
That's even a bit young for me, man. Golly.
Well, anything young, look, anything under 18, yes, you are.
That's
young.
Crazy. At our age, not even that.
And look, and he was in high security. How could they let him hang himself? See, something fishy about that. You got all these things in solitary confinement, but he had time to hang himself.
Yeah, that's kind of suspect, man. I'm sorry. Yep, that's a little suspect, Luke.
So we're going to see him follow up with Kelly's thing. And thank you, my reporter in Atlanta. And want to say glad you got back home. This is here, I guess, last week doing a family reunion. And I want to wish you and your family the very best. I tell you, they celebrated a week after Juneteenth. And, folks, just think about it. Juneteenth, 4th of July. What are we going to do? How are we going to handle the two? You know what? We've been celebrating two for so many. Now it's America's. I mean, I just love what that lady stated, her opinion. And I'll read the last paragraph. In those days, I thought Juneteenth belonged specifically to Black Texans, and the 4th to everyone. Now that Juneteenth has become a federal holiday, it can be said that both days belong to all Americans.
Yeah,
so
the people left and the right, all Americans.
Did you just celebrate that the date change? Or do you celebrate it for what it is? Juneteenth, 4th of July, speaking of independence, 1776, 1865. Almost 100 years apart. Almost. And there's still great debate in the House.
Right.
Is it justice for some or is it justice for all? I will always say that because we say that pledge.
Some.
And do they believe in that pledge?
We can debate it, but truly it's just for some.
What do we do, Harold? As we approach 3 minutes left of the broadcast, what do you want to leave us with, Harold?
I'm going to leave us with, even though some of us may not be celebrating the 4th of July, this still is the best place that I would like to live. I just think we just still have so far to go. But I've been around the world, different countries, and it's still no better place to be than right here, where we have the right to complain, and we also have the right to vote. That's what I want to leave us with.
All right. Very well put. Very well put. I want to leave you all with so much in our rundown. We talked about Brittany Griner. We talked about R. Kelly, some of the things going on. we shed light on the fact that the first black female justice has been sworn in. Ketanji, however you want to pronounce it, Brown Jackson. From the bottom, as we say. She's from Miami, from the bottom.
From the
top to
the bottom.
Yeah, from the bottom to the top. And I don't care where you're from, kids, parents, let the lesson be learned. If you want to achieve it, you can. Go for it. Ride the bull by horn. Whatever you have to do to get what you want within the law. Let me make sure I say that. Within the law. Continue to pray that this country heals, because as Ricky Ricardo would say, we got a lot of splaining to do in this country. A lot. We have to get back our families, get these family reunions. Remember when times were hard, we made the most. And we definitely understood the term. We took lemons and made lemonades out of it. So we have to be there. We have to stay prayerful. That is the main thing. Stay prayerful. On behalf of Cheryl Smith, the staff, Harold Hubbard, this is Andrew Wiggum. We'll be back next week. Stay tuned. And always pray, because there's only one. Oh.